Wednesday was another big day for the annual eCommunications Country Cares for Kids St. Jude Radiothon on K-Country 95, AM 1290, FM 103.7 The Gift, and 100.9 The Train. The radiothon began at 6 a.m. and went until 10 p.m. The goal was $275,000, and things were looking like it was going to be close. Then a big donation came in.
Well, these folks came to us, and they donate. They have had made very well for themselves over the years. They came, they said, we do a lot of donations. This one we want to do for St. Jude. And they brought us a check. And they said, make it anonymous. We do not want our names out. We don't want any publicity. That's not why we're doing this. We're doing this for the kids of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And they brought us a check for $25,000.
At 10 o'clock, the Redbone Mike Race announced the final total.
You know, we started the day at zero. We wanted to get to $275,000 today for the kids of St. Jude. It's been a struggle. It's been a battle. But folks, let me give you the final tote. We're going to go to the Simpson True Value Caterpillar of Pomona K-Country Cares for Kids tote board for our grand total of $290,353.44.
Thank you to everyone that contributed to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. A man from Donovan was arrested in Clay County, Arkansas after a domestic dispute. 28-year-old Devin Dwayne Browning was arrested on charges of one count of aggravated assault and two counts of first-degree child endangerment. He is also charged with careless and prohibited driving. Browning allegedly tried to force a vehicle with his ex-girlfriend off the road. There were two children in the vehicle. A man from Neosho has been arrested in Shannon County. 49-year-old Samuel Viduri is charged with felony third-degree domestic assault and misdemeanor charges of endangering the welfare of a child and property damage. During the incident, Viduri allegedly broke multiple items, including a woman's phone and a taillight on her car. Viduri was taken to Texas County Jail, bond set at $5,000. The Lawrence County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man for theft by receiving. 43-year-old Michael Dwayne Jones was charged with theft by receiving. Originally, he was booked on charges of residential burglary, but those charges were amended. Jones is being held in the Lawrence County Detention Center. On January 27th, the Baxter County Sheriff's Office took a vandalism complaint regarding damage to a mailbox and yard decorations at a private residence on Cranfield Road. The victim believes the damage was caused intentionally. The victim is offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for causing the damage. Anyone having information regarding the matter is asked to contact the Baxter County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigation Division at 870-625-7000. Missouri teachers may not be able to use a student's preferred names or pronouns if a bill passes. Alex Gibb reports the legislation would impact more than classrooms.
Under the proposed legislation, if a student tells their teacher they want to change their name or pronoun at school, that teacher would need to tell their principal within a day. If a teacher fails to do so or uses a student's preferred name or pronoun, they could be fired or lose their teaching accreditation. Kansas City Democratic Senator Maggie Nirenberg thinks the bill would discourage teachers from working in Missouri.
All of this has such a chilling effect on teachers, on students, and those who are thinking about going into the profession.
The bill's sponsor, Grain Valley Republican Senator Joe Nicola, argues schools are currently able to hide a student's transition from their parents. I'm Alex Gribb.
The City of Mountain View, Missouri Electric Department will be shutting off electricity on Sunday starting at 8 a.m. to complete infrastructure upgrades. Crews will be replacing aerial poles in the area. Affected areas include 5th Street between Maple and 7th Street, 6th Street to Marr Street, all of Marr Street between 7th and 4th Street, 4th Street from Maple to Marr Street. They apologize for any inconvenience this may cause and appreciate your patience as they work to improve the reliability of the electrical system. Please plan accordingly. If you have any questions, you can contact City Hall.